Linda, you as the head of the California State Board of Education, you represent traditional public schools. Jay and Paul kind of represent different concepts outside of the traditional public school system. Jay was mentioning micro-schooling and the use of pods and families acting together sort of outside the traditional school process. What do you think about micro-schooling? How do you think it, as Jay said, it's going to happen whether we want it or not? How can the traditional public schools help families educate their children?
Well, let me start by saying that the public school system in California includes what you might call traditional public schools run by school districts, as well as a large body of charter schools. We have a robust and vibrant charter school community in California, which is also under the oversight of the state board. And it includes virtual schools, not at the college level because we only go K-12, but there are districts like San Diego, for example, which runs a very high quality public virtual school. There's a very wide range of quality in virtual schools, which is something that we're tackling here because we want distance learning to succeed. There are ways in which it can succeed, but it really requires a lot more investment in both professional learning and regulation than we have had in the past, I think. So let me start by saying that the, quote, traditional system encompasses everything that we've been talking about. On the question of micropods, it is absolutely true that families are banding together to create both learning that might replace traditional schooling, including, you know, private schools and charters as well as district-run schools, or that may supplement that, and that will that the affluent have more resources to do that, and that there are concerns raised in the New York Times just last week about the increasing segregation and disparity that can be encouraged by that. But as Jay said, it's here. And we all, as parents or grandparents in my case, want to, you know, see our kids succeed and be supported. So I think that the notion of micropods, which is let's find ways to, particularly in times when kids may not be able in every district to come together for in-person schooling, let's create an alternative way for kids to be together to continue to move in their education, is a legitimate concern. There are districts like San Francisco, West Contra Costa, that are kind of creating the public equivalent of micropods by working with community-based organizations, the school district professional educators, as well as folks who work in those community-based organizations to open up spaces in libraries, community buildings, as well as schools to augment the time in which kids will be in formal schooling together and creating very similar kinds of support systems. These often, because they tend to serve kids who have greater needs, also provide lunches and other services that may be needed. And I think we're going to see that kind of personalized approach increasing. And if we're smart, we will figure out how to make that work in all kinds of communities so that kids are well taken care of, not only in the more affluent households.
How do you see it working if, in fact, we go to a purely online environment? Do you think that the school building will be open and that kids can be dropped off there for custodial care, that food will be provided? And who will be there to manage that process? Is that how it will work? And then family, they can either take their classes online in school? Or how do you see all that working?
So one of the reasons I have to get off this call a little bit early is because we're getting more guidance out to the schools that will be announced this week, and I'm in the middle of working on that. In California, we have a health standard, a community health standard, which will determine whether schools can open in different counties. And about half of our counties will be offering in-person traditional school for everyone, and about half of them will start out in distance learning, and we'll hopefully move to in-school learning for all or or some of their kids or in some kind of a hybrid model, you know, within the next month or so. We're pushing very hard for in-person learning in safe ways. How will it operate? It will operate where in a variety of ways. There are child care guidelines as well. Child care can be open in certain circumstances. We hope that as many districts as possible will bring back elementary students. In fact, we have an elementary school waiver, even in counties that may, in general, have to close schools for a variety of both health reasons. Younger children appear to be less likely to transmit or become infected, and elementary models of cohorting can create more safety with physical distancing and face coverings and cohorts. So anyway, we hope that we'll see a lot of kids in school. We will have child care providers operating sometimes on school site school sites and sometimes in other community settings for kids. You know, libraries, as I said, are also part of the mix so that kids have a combination of supports at home and supports in the community, as well as many as possible of them going to in-person school. I could go on at length about this, but I don't think you want me to get too deep in the weeds.